April 1, the Daily Stoic, the color of your thoughts. Your mind will take the shape of what you frequently hold in thought, for the human spirit is colored by such impressions. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 5.16. If you bend your body into a sitting position every day for a long enough period of time, the curvature of your spine changes. A doctor can tell from a radiograph or an autopsy whether someone sat at a desk for a living. If you shove your feet into tiny, narrow dress shoes each day, your feet begin to take on that form as well. The same is true for your mind. If you hold a perpetually negative outlook, soon enough everything you encounter will seem negative. Close it off and you become closed-minded. Color it with the wrong thoughts and your life will be dyed the same. A Year with C.S. Lewis. Humility, the right end. Screwtapes continues his examination of the virtue of humility. To anticipate the enemy's strategy, we must consider his aims. The enemy wants to bring the man to a state of mind in which he could design the best cathedral in the world and know it to be the best and rejoice in the fact without being any more or less or otherwise glad at having done it than he would if it had been done by another. The enemy wants him, in the end, to be so free from any bias in his own favor that he can rejoice in his own talents as frankly and gratefully as in his neighbor's talents, or in a sunrise, an elephant, or a waterfall. He wants each man, in the long run, to be able to recognize all creatures, even himself, as glorious and excellent things. He wants to kill their animal self-love as soon as possible, but it is his long-term policy, I fear, to restore to them a new kind of self-love, a charity and gratitude for all selves, including their own, when they have really learned to love their neighbors as themselves. They will be allowed to love themselves as their neighbors. But we must never forget what is the most repellent and inexplicable trait in our enemy. He really loves the hairless bipeds he has created and always gives back to them with his right hand what he has taken away with his left. From the Screwtape's letters. April 1957, Joy Gresham Lewis leaves the hospital with little hope of recovery and is moved to the Kilns as Lewis's wife, joining her sons David and Douglas. Jesus calling. He is calling you to a life of constant communion with Him. Basic training includes learning to live above your circumstances, even while interacting on that cluttered plane of life. You yearn for a simplified lifestyle so that your communication with Him can be uninterrupted. But He challenges you to relinquish the fantasy of an uncluttered world. Accept each day just as it comes and find Him in the midst of it all. Talk with Him about every aspect of your day, including your feelings. Remember that your ultimate goal is not to control or fix everything around you. It is to keep communion with Him. A successful day is one in which you have stayed in touch with Him, even if many things remain undone at the end of the day. Do not let your to-do list, written or mental, become an idol directing your life. Instead, ask His Spirit to guide you moment by moment. He will keep you close to Him. Pray continually. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Proverbs 3:6.